as Stoner leads the team out on the field into a shotgun formation. He's got two receivers to his right, one to his left, two backs in the backfield. Stoner takes the snap, hands it off to Morgan Pickett, who right up the middle to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown to Trona County. Again, first play of the drive. Morgan Pickett saw a gap right up the middle, and that's all he had to do was hit the gap and go to the left and angle towards the pylon for a 40-yard touchdown run. George takes the snap, takes the handoff, runs to the near side to the 40, 45, 50, cross midfield to the 45, 40, misses one tackle to the 30, 25, 20, George, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Natrona County. As he made two defenders miss at the 45 and 40-yard line, he angled towards the pylon for another Natrona County touchdown, as that'll make it 57-6. With 1:27 left to play on Tom's Hot Shot Service scoreboard, Kirkwood has Martinson to his left. Two receivers to the left side and one to the near side. Kirkwood passes near side. Hillier cut. Touchdown, Camels.
Nice open field pass right to him. Wide open, and there you go. The first points of the year for the Camels as Cole Martin ran up the middle, was open in the end zone for the Camel County touchdown.
Hello and welcome back to Gillette Camel Stadium, where I'm joined by assistant coach Mitch Holst. How are we doing? I mean,
well, we could be better, but yeah. we got out of it semi-healthy. That's a good sign.
Yeah, that is a good sign. Real quick though, I did want to ask a little update on Pitter and Vasquez. I saw that they didn't suit up tonight.
Gio's out for another game. Just a discipline issue. He's going to be out one more game, and then we can use him. Mm-hmm. He's a good, good player. He's a really good receiver, and I feel like if we can get him healthy, we'll be better. I don't know about VJ. VJ is, I think we were hoping to get him back next week. I think the initial diagnosis is 2 weeks. So does that put him on track to be back next week at Laramie? I don't know. We'll just have to see. And we'll take it a practice at a time.
Yeah. All right, so with this game tonight, obviously there's a lot of first things that happened. We got into the red zone for the first time. We got into the other team's field for the first time. You know, first pick of the game, opened the game out with a pick. In your opinion, got the first touchdown. What are those all things that you guys can just hit points on all week and just keep the motivation high for?
Well, yeah,
everyone.
Yeah, Coach Christian talked about it after the game. We talked about it at halftime. What are your options when the score's 45-0? Well, yeah, you can get in your car and go home. I mean, nobody's going to do that. Or you can show up to work. You can show up when the ball's kicked off in the second half and bring some energy. And I thought we did that. Yeah. I mean, Thomas, if you've got kids who are competitive, and we've got a handful. I mean, we certainly aren't being competitive on the field. Mm-hmm. The scoreboard doesn't say that. But I mean, I feel like that's what you can teach them if you're in this business, as I think we are, to help educate kids and get them to take a step in the right direction. What do you tell them to do? Well, you just tell them to fight. Now, that's what Coach's message was at halftime. I feel like he did a good job of just letting them know. I mean, we can go backwards or forwards from here. It's been a poor half. I mean, our offense, I challenged the offense at halftime, too, about, listen, that's six quarters almost without a first down.
Yeah.
We've got to do something positive and give them credit for, as you said. I mean, we did some first. We got to take baby steps. We got a different team than last year. I mean, we had some explosion missing from last year's team that we don't have right now on the offensive side of the ball, and we're having trouble up front sustaining any push. So we have to take baby steps and pat them on the back like we did after the game for getting in the end zone.
Yeah.
And Natrona hadn't been scored on. They shut out teams for seven straight quarters, and we happened to get in the end zone. So that's something to build on. Hopefully it'll help us next week as we go into Laramie.
And, yeah, that was one thing I want to point out, too, is, like, I noticed in the second half when you guys made that a couple first downs, a couple passes in the third quarter, guys were excited. It was good. It was good to see that because, like, it just keeps the morale. It seemed like it was a little better higher up morale than last week.
Well, look, and you being an ex-athlete know that, when things aren't going well, it's pretty easy to just get the dauber down and not compete and realize that, well, what is it, 45-0, probably going to win this game, but I didn't see that. And I've said that to anybody that asked in the last year and a half with this team is, as dreadful as some scores have been, I just don't get that from kids. Mm-hmm. I don't get quitters. I don't get kids that Don't show up to practice. We don't get kids who decide, well, you know what, I think I'll quit football now. I mean, that's a good sign. Yeah. I think you're breeding the right thing and you're teaching the right thing. If you got kids that show up the next day, that's what we're all trying to do is get better. And, you know, it's not manifesting itself on the scoreboard right now, but we got seven more games to go and seven more games to get better.
Yeah, just that next play mentality is so big. But and then last, I know we're fresh off this game. Next week, though, for, like, practices, with Laramie coming up, you know, they're not ranked in the state yet, like, team we can compete with, really, whole game. What's the idea of going into this week?
The idea of the next step, I think, this team needs to take, and we'll preach it all week, is to stay competitive in the game. Our D's kept us in the game, and the first play of the game was just exciting, you know, and then we lay an egg on offense and go negative.
Yeah.
You know, at least if we keep that ball, get a first down or two, and maybe at the worst case scenario, I have to punt it, then they got 90 yards to go. That didn't happen tonight. But I feel like that's our next step with this team, is to be able to, hey, boys, let's, it was 0-0 against these for a long time. That was 3-0 for a long time. Let's keep on to that mentality. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can't compete in a game and know what it's like to not just come from behind. Now, you know, let's work some clock offense. Let's get two or three first downs in a row. So I guess the answer is consistency, sustainability on both sides of the ball, where we can get a team to punt every once in a while, and we can get on offense not just a couple first downs, a couple touchdowns, get in a game, and then pretty soon, coming into the game, you'll never know, man. You're in a game, you get a W under your collar.
Exactly.
I'm not going to say this team can't do that. There's some pieces that are pretty enticing. We just haven't put much together yet.